Well, it's that time of year again when musicians and media reps pull on their footy boots to get out and play for a great cause. The RecLink Community Cup football match has existed for more than 25 years, beginning in Melbourne in 1993. Since then, it's become a nationwide phenomenon in multiple cities, dedicated to raising money and awareness for RecLink Australia, which creates fun and engaging programs for disadvantaged Australians to change their lives for the better. Matt Traynor and Libby Parker from Upside News have been involved with the Adelaide Community Cup since its inception in 2015. The two are now the respective co-captain and team manager of the Adelaide Anchors side. They came into the studio to chat with the Wire's Oliver Brown about their experiences over the years.
I remember rocking up to the first training session and everybody's introducing themselves, and, you know, musicians who don't know each other might have heard their stuff are introducing themselves, media people that you don't know. And by the end of it, you've made a whole lot of great connections that those people now are some of, you know, our closest friends.
Were you surprised at how quickly you managed to just develop these relationships just out of the blue?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's actually why RecLink, the charity, does such a great job, because connecting people through sport, through common activity, is a really powerful thing. And that's what RecLink does with the disadvantaged. But even for us players or volunteers even, you know, you're part of something bigger.
And the charity itself, who does it specifically support?
So RecLink is a charity that runs programs to re-engage people who might be disengaged, disenfranchised and disconnected from people. So they do it through sports and arts, taking people out kayaking and bike riding and out on excursions and playing sport and doing arts things with people to reconnect them and get them to feel better about themselves and to make new friends and improve their mental health and physical health.
Why do you continue to be involved year after year?
Well, I'm going to keep playing until we actually win one. Yeah. I know Damien Peterson, who runs the Metro, he's the same. So, yeah, I've been there since year one. And there's only a few of us who have been there every year. But yeah, I'm not going to quit until we've won one. So that I could still be playing in my 60s. But I believe this year... I think this year we'll turn the tide. I do have faith. I've noticed that over the 5 years, the recovery time gets a little bit more every year, but yeah, that's a great experience.
But I've never been into AFL. I grew up in Canberra, and AFL has never... It was never something in our household either. And Matt is a you know, very avid sports supporter as well. And so this was my first introduction to any kind of football, even though, you know, previous boyfriends have probably dragged me to games and I've never been interested. But through RecLink, I've actually kind of a bit of an interest in it, and not just the game itself but the community and the spirit and just, you know, the getting out there and cheering on your team and watching my players, my friends, and, you know, the people that I really, really love getting together and raising money for a great cause. What's not to love? I'll keep doing it every year until I can't get out there on the oval anymore.
So just asking about the results of supporting RecLink Australia, have you guys observed firsthand what it actually has done?
Yeah, so we've raised enough money to buy, I think it was kayaks in 1 year.
Yeah,
enough money to buy kayaks for the people who do the programs. I think we've raised enough money for a van for them to travel around in. So we've been raising money just to keep programs running as well, because it does cost a lot of money to transport people and get them out there and pay wages and that sort of thing. They've put on a couple of new staff members as well. Look, it's not all of us. Obviously, there's government funding and there's, you know, from the game itself, we've raised in excess of $20,000, and we're getting better and better. So each event that we have raises a bit more money. So,
and also, I think it's good for, I guess, RecLink as a brand. If we talk about that,
yeah,
in those terms, I think, you know, it's tough for charities to keep things going. I think they had their federal funding cut a while back. So yeah, it's important that people know about RecLink and what they do, so that they can get. They can keep getting funded.
I didn't know about it until the game. And so it's a fantastic way to raise awareness for this charity. You know, it's incredible that there's hundreds of us, thousands of us, who would never have known about it had we not gotten out there and played a really average game of football.
Libby Parker and Matt Traynor from Upside News, they're in the Adelaide Anchors, competing in this year's 2019 RecLink Community Cup. They were talking to the Wire's Oliver Brown. And the next RecLink Community Cup game is this Sunday in Brisbane. Then there'll be Adelaide, Sydney, Hobart, Canberra and Fremantle over the coming weeks. You can find the exact dates and locations on our website.